Second pack of Avodah Zarah, seventh Mishnah. Elu mutarim b'achila. These things you can buy from a goy, and you can eat them or drink them. Chol shechol v'akim b'Yisrael ro'ehu. Even though it's goyish milk, cow's milk, but as long as the Jew is washing the milking, the milk is edible. Advash, stam honey is also kosher. You don't have to have a special heksher, at least in those days. Nowadays you need heksher and everything is mixed with other things. Some say that these are the honeycombs themselves, that you don't have to be concerned they're mixed in some wine or something to flavor it. Some say it's talking about bunches of grapes that are picked in a fashion that the juice is oozing out of it. Even though juice is oozing out of it, that does not have the status of wine to be also because of the yain nesach. Even though they're dripping. Ein b'mishum hechsher mashke. Also, they don't have this issue of food that had water come onto it. It's mekabel tumah. This liquid, since you're not machshir, the liquid that's oozing out of these grapes is not considered grape juice, and therefore it's not machshir them to these grapes to mekabel tumah unless some other liquid is put on it. Hakvoshim sheidag leisin l'tochin yain b'choymitz, pickled items that in places where they do not add wine or vinegar to the pickling process are also kosher. Torah shein atufa is little fish, as long as they're not crushed. Itzir sheyesh bodoga, juice is coming out of fish juice that have certain fish swimming in them, or at least floating in them, which was a sign that it's from a kosher fish. Ala shel chiltis, this was a very sharp spice. The root or some other part of it was very sharp, and therefore it was not kosher because it concerned that it has some shamdunis, that oils, non-kosher oils that were embedded in the knife that came out on it. But the ala, the leaves of this plant, are not so sharp, and therefore the cheskes kashers, we assume that the knives are externally clean. Zeisim gluskois hamagul golden. These are olives that also were pickled olives, and that even though they got a little swollen up from the pickling process, the maisa, we assume that is kosher pickles. Rabbi Yosi Omer, Ashluchim Asurim. Rabbi Yosi says that the shluchim, if they got so soft, till when you pick it up, the seed falls out of it, that's a chashash that something was added to it to cause it to soften up so much, which is maybe wine or something that's not kosher. Grasshoppers that are coming from the slulo is a basket which they used to put in baskets and they sprinkle some wine over it to soften them up, is also. And a heftik is coming from a place where they crush them or whatever, and it's some other place. It's muta because over there they did not add anything. Yeah, v'chein the truma, also respect the truma. What? Something that he has in his hands, we're concerned that maybe it's truma. But if something that they put in the storehouse, then we trust him for what he says. In other words, if a person just has a few items in his hand, we're concerned that maybe kashrus problems. But a person that knows that if he misbehaves, the chazal could give him a knas or something, so his warehouses will make sure at least that is living up to the national standards.